理课堂听 class.com。
Three, an agreement. At noon, Tom ran to Becky and said softly in her ear, "Start to go home with the others, and then return here. I will do the same." Soon both had returned. Now they were alone in the school. They sat together, and Tom put his hand on Becky's, guiding it. They made a picture of another house. Then they talked. Tom was filled with happiness. "Do you remember what I was writing?"
"Yes."
"What was it?"
"Shall I tell you?"
"Yes, but not now. Tomorrow." "No, now." "I will say it quietly, Becky, close to your ear." He put his arm around her and said the words quietly. She made him turn his face away. Then she came near. Her breath moved his hair as she said, "I love you." Tom kissed her and said, "Now it is all finished, Becky. And always after this, you can't love any boy except me or marry any boy except me."
"And you can't marry any girl but me."